Hello and welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, and it's open forum, so we'll be getting questions of all kinds from both Catholics and non-Catholics, Christians and non-Christians, but it's also the final hour of our pledge drive here, our spring pledge drive here at Catholic Answers. And once again, great news. We do have a donor who has put up $20,000 and said, hey, go out and raise 20 grand. You can have this 20 grand. That is it's wonderful news for us. It helps a great deal. But we're going to need your help to reach that goal this hour. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Or it'll also count just the same if you go over to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and do it online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, very encouraging first hour. We still got a long way to go, though.
We do. We are about, based on the most recent numbers I've seen, we are still about $67,000 away from our goal. Now, at the beginning of our day today, we were $98,000 away. So we've taken away a third of that. Even though we met our hourly matches the previous 2 days, we were not where we needed to be in order to meet our overall drive goal. So we needed a stronger response today. So far, we've seen a stronger response, but we still have a long way to go. It's still another $67,000 we need to raise to get to our overall drive goal. So that's considerably more than the $2,000 match we have for this $20,000 match we have for this hour. That'll be a big help, but we do need to hear from you. We have about nine Catholic Answers staffers who are online right now on their phones just waiting to take your call. So you won't have any waiting when you call in at 888-291-8000. Once again, the number is 888-291-8000. And as you mentioned, Cy, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
There are nine lines open, 888-291-8000. Here in the studio with us, our president, Chris Check. Hello, Chris Check.
Cy, Jimmy, thank you so much for all your good, hard work. And thanks to all of you who have donated so far to our quarterly campaign. And thanks to everybody in the building, the whole Catholic Answer staff here, answering the phones, which is what I will be doing as soon as I'm through talking to you. So here's your chance to call Catholic Answers and tell the president what you think about. You can register your opinion
about Catholic Answers
as long as you make a sufficiently large gift. Right. Yes, my friends, 888-291-8000. So Jimmy said $67,000. The goal, what we have left to get for our goal on this drive. That sounds like a large number. My friends, it really is not that big a number. If everyone who's listening to this show right now, if everyone who has benefited from this show, if everyone who is brought to a deeper understanding of the Catholic faith, brought to a closer relationship to Jesus Christ because of the work of Jimmy, of Tim, of Trent, of Cy, of Carlo, of all the people on the other side of the glass here, this whole building that puts this magnificent show on, right? Because of the work of those people, folks have been brought closer to Jesus Christ because of this show. And what is that worth? Is it worth to you $100? Is it worth $10? Is it worth $10 a month? Any size gift that you can do. So two invitations, Cy, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Two invitations. My friends, if you've never supported the show before, you've been listening to it, you've benefited from it, you know your Catholic faith better because of this program, but you've never made a gift. This is the time to help us close that $67,000 difference, right? And then the other invitation I want to say, Cy, if there's someone who's really capable of making that $5,000 or $10,000 gift, joining our founder circle, maybe you have a question about how Catholic Answers is run, or I want to see the books or whatever it is. Say, I'd like Chris Check to give me a call because I'm interested in making a very large gift to Catholic Answers, and I'll answer any questions you have.
What if a guy in Texas just picks up the phone? His name is George. And 5 minutes ago, he gives us $5,000.
I say a rosary for George.
Well, that just happened. God bless you, George. Thank you. He knew our need. Jimmy.
Yeah, we up as well. We have a number of folks who have joined our president's who have joined our President's Club, including Richard, Michael, Bill, Vicky, and Julie. Welcome to all of our new President's Club members. And we have George in Texas, who's just joined the Founders Circle. Chris, could you explain a little bit about what these two societies are? I've mentioned that the President's Club is for people who donate $1,000 a year, which could be just $84 a month. And the Founder Circle is for those who donate $5,000 or more a year, which it could just be $417 a month. Could you tell us a little bit more about these two giving societies and how they work?
I'll be very happy to, Jimmy. And anybody who wants more details about them can go to Catholic.com, and at the donate button, if you click on that, there's a drop-down menu and it describes both of these high giver societies in detail. But basically, the President's Club and the Founder Circle is that group of people who are able to help us at this level and provide us with these sorts of resources that make planning possible. And then in exchange, in gratitude for their support, we attach all kinds of benefits to membership. So for example, if you belong to the President's Club or the Founder Circle, you get a free copy of anything that Catholic Answers produces, books, DVDs, CDs, special seating.
Magazine.
The magazine, absolutely. Seating at conferences. Our Founder Circle members get free passes for one or two per couple to the annual Founder Circle weekend, where we do a lot of strategic planning for the apostolate and some hands-on training, apologetics training with the apologist. But all the details are there if you go to Catholic.com. The main thing, folks, is gifts of that size really help us close this gap, and they help us with our long-term planning to keep this operation running. And as you know, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, this show is as good as it is because we have knowledgeable people like Jimmy Akin and Trent and Tim, Carlo, and our many other guests, but it is also an extremely well-produced show. So it's engaging and it's entertaining, and we have a great host, Cy Kellett, and it's entertaining and it's engaging, and if it weren't, no one would listen to it. So we could have all the truth about the Catholic faith here, but if the show were not engaging, then it wouldn't be helping people. And that cost a lot of money to put on. To have
there is
talent.
A certain naturally engaging quality to the truth about the Catholic faith.
Well,
I don't want to suggest that it's not engaging in itself. But thank you very much. And man, if people could see how hard Nick works in there. I mean, just because I have Nick in my line of sight right
now.
And
there. I have Marie in mine, and she's doing a super job screening calls.
Yeah.
And Francesca running the TriCasters.
Yeah. And it's extraordinary work, and they do it so well. And you just don't see all of that stuff. But it does cost money. And we have a goal in mind of what we need to be fully funded for the next 3 months in order to do that. In addition, I think, to having all these high quality people, one of the things people know about Catholic Answers is when you give to Catholic Answers Live, you're sharing the good news with people from all the way from Nigeria to Sweden, all the way from Russia. We get calls from. We got a call from Dubai just the other day, and all over Asia. We have listeners. We have a regular guy checks in with us almost every day from Shanghai.
Cy, when we were in Australia, I was astounded how many people came up and told me they listened to Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah.
Over Catholic.com or YouTube or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, it is truly an international program.
And it really is making a difference. We need your help. 888-291-8000 is the number. There's 9 lines open right now. Chris, you got to be pretty proud of the staff, too. All of them taking the time out of their regular workday to just answer phones for us.
So we have a great staff, and I extend the invitation. Anybody in San Diego who wants to come by and meet this fabulous staff, please do. We love to give tours. We love to let you watch the show. 888-291-8000. One more invitation, Cy. My friends, if you know you could write a check for $100 and because of that, you funded this show, that because of that show, someone joined the Catholic faith. I mean, $100, that is an amazing bargain to bring someone into the church. Actually, if you could write a check for $1 million, that would be a bargain to bring someone into the church. But think of that. What if I could write a check and you don't have to be Jimmy Akin. You don't have to have all this apologetic skill that he does of years and years and years of study. You just need to write us a check to help us out. 888-29 or give us your credit card number. 888 888- 291-8000.
Yeah, people hardly write checks anymore.
No, but, I know. I'm 54. I still have a checkbook.
Hey, speaking of which, we're at the high 50,000 now, 58,000, and we got this thing done. So it's amazing. People are real. Thank you so much for your responding. It's still a long way to go, but man, you've given us every reason to hope. We are going to go to the phones. As a matter of fact, if you're on the line, get ready because Jimmy's about to answer your question. But I just want to say thanks to Chris Check, our president. Thank you for coming in here and sharing that. And if you want to talk to Chris about a large gift, 888-291-8000. Just give your phone number. He'll call you right back.
Amen.
Jimmy, you ready to take some questions?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go to Tony in Bandera, Texas, listening on 89.7 FM, Guadalupe Radio. Tony, your question for Jimmy.
Yes. First, I want to say thank you so much because I would not have become a Catholic unless there had been Catholic Answers Live, because I came from 50-plus years of being a Catholic-hating Protestant, and I had all kinds of misinformation and falsehoods and things, and I would pray. I was confused. I said, I don't understand God. And within seconds of praying that, somebody would call in on your show, and the question would be answered. And so I've been Catholic for 4 years now, and I absolutely love being Catholic. I'm active Catholic. And I thank you so much for that. And after I get off, and the short question here, I will be calling in and making a small donation. I know it's not much, but I believe it'll help. And I'm hoping that the people who are cradle Catholics will call in too, because they may not realize there's people just like me that if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be Catholic today.
Oh, Tony.
And God, of course.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Well, you're welcome. And I love the show, and I listen to it because I still have a lot to learn. The question I had was related to the Virgin Mary, and she's wonderful, by the way. There's only about four things they talk about in the Protestant world related to the Virgin Mary, and the rest isn't good. But the Nativity, the Resurrection, water into wine, and when Jesus was away from his parents on that trip. But the question is for you is, I thought I heard a week or two ago, and it may have been on EW10, something about the Virgin Mary being the mother of the Eucharist or the Last Supper, and I'm not so sure I heard that right. But I went back to my Litany of Loretto book. It's Litany of Loretto. It's in the back of my rosary book. And the Virgin Mary, she's really awesome. And the Queen of Angels, Queen of Patriarchs, and I don't see it there. And I just want you to, does she have a title for being something related to the Eucharist?
Well, since she's the mother of Jesus and Jesus is the Eucharist, it would be very surprising if in the history of Christianity she hadn't been given multiple Eucharistic titles. Now, whether one is in the Litany of Loretto, I'd have to look over the text and see. But I know there have been multiple different Eucharistic titles given to the Virgin Mary over the course of history. In the early centuries, she would sometimes be referred to as the Bread Giver. She, in the Middle Ages, would be referred to with titles like Tabernacle, Bearer of the Bread of Life, Holy Altar, and Mother of the Eucharist. In the early modern period, between the 1500s and the 1700s, she sometimes was referred to as Virgin of the Grain. And then recently, in like the 19th and 20th century, there have been a whole bunch of such titles applied to her, including things like Our Lady of the Viaticum, Our Lady of the Tabernacle, Virgin of the Eucharist, Virgin of the Host, Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Our Lady of the Cenacle, Queen of the Cenacle, Woman of the Eucharist, Madonna of the Eucharist. So there is no end of Marian Eucharistic titles to bring out the fact that it was through her that Jesus Christ himself entered the world.
Tony, I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to leave it there. I can't see you. You've been awful helpful to us. It's just wonderful to hear your testimony. So glad to have you as a full sister in the faith and home at last in the Catholic Church. God is so good. And it's just extremely humbling to hear that this program played a part in it. God bless you, sister. I hope you'll call again.
And by the way, Tony, if you want documentation on those, or if you want to find other Marian Eucharistic titles, just go to the Google machine and type in Marian Eucharistic titles and resources will come up.
Back to fundraising real quick, but that's a very touching and moving call. We are in the last 45 minutes now of our spring pledge drive. We are more than $50,000 away from our reaching our full goal. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. A whole bunch of folks today have very kindly and generously taken us up on the $20 a month pledge. Some have said, well, I can do 18. Some have made it 25 or even 30 or 35. But folks in that range, as long as we can get as long as it's a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more, we have two really fine books we want to send you. And I really believe that people have taken to heart the fact that we've said how important this is to us for planning purposes, just for the stability of our apostolate, having people who give us a monthly pledge. $5, $10, fine, great. $15, $20, those all together add up, and they make they're the backbone of the whole operation. They really are. That's the heart of what we do, and we're grateful for it. So I want to encourage you to do that because we've got 17 lines open right now. Why 17 lines? Well, everybody here at Catholic Answers, it's kind of an all hands on deck situation. They're ready to take your call, and we don't want to leave those lines open. 888-291-8000. The two books we can send you if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body by Scott Hahn himself, and those to come to us from Emmaus Road Publishing. And we can send you Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke, and those are from the Sophia Institute Press. And hey, maybe you're a person who can go a little farther. You can do a $45, $50 a month pledge. If you can do that, $45 a month pledge or more, we're going to send you the two books, but we can also include the DVD set and the two-volume study set of wonderful books in the Why Believe, or called Why Believe, from Augustine Institute. You know, everything Augustine Institute does is first class. It's from the finest scholars, and they just have a very high standard in their publishing and media departments. We'll be able to send you the whole Why Believe set if you are able to make that $45 a month pledge. That's in addition to the books from Dan Burke and Scott Hahn. 888-291-8000 is the number. There are 17 lines open, as I said, 17 lines open. 888-291-8000. We're in the final moments now. We really need you. If you can make that monthly pledge, you move us a long way towards it. 888-291-8000.
You know, Cy, in the last hour, I mentioned a famous passage in 1 Corinthians 9, where St. Paul talks about the biblical principles of giving and how God rewards those who give generously and how he can supply all of your needs, and so much so, including material needs, so much so that you'll be able to support all kinds of good works that are being done in the world. Well, that's not the only time St. Paul talks about these principles. If you look over in Galatians chapter 6, he also talks about them, and he indicates specifically God's principles of giving as related to the teaching of his word. This is starting with Galatians 6, verse 6. St. Paul says, "Let him who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches." And that's what we do here on Catholic Answers Live and through all the different channels we have at Catholic Answers, all the different forms of outreach. We teach God's word. So St. Paul says you need to support that. And then he goes on to say, do not be deceived. So he's putting us on our guard against a kind of deception. God is not mocked, he says. So there's a way you could mock God in relation to these principles. He says, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh, and we know this sowing reaping metaphor is in terms of giving to God and then receiving back from God. So he who sows to his own flesh, that would mean just spending your money on your own pleasures, will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, which in context means the giving to support the spiritual mission of the teaching of God's word, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. That is an astonishing promise. Okay. St. Paul is saying, if you don't just spend all your money on yourself, if you use the resources that God has given you to support the spiritual work of teaching his word, then you will, from the Spirit, reap eternal life. You will have eternal rewards that will be with you for all eternity. And so consequently, he says, let us not grow weary in working good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So folks, please, God put these principles in the Bible for a reason. He meant us to learn from them. This is a message from the Holy Spirit to us in St. Paul's words. So please share with, from, you know, according to your circumstances, with the preaching of God's word here on Catholic Answers. And you can look forward with confidence to receiving an eternal reward. We talked about earlier how by giving to support God's work, it helps us demonstrate our love for God and for our neighbor, and consequently God rewards that in eternity. And St. Paul says, don't grow weary in working good, for we shall reap in due season if we don't lose heart. Please give us a call now. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Don't forget the $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour still on the table. 888-291-8000. Up next, we go to the phones. Joe in Tulsa, Oklahoma, listening on St. Michael Catholic Radio, the home of Adam Minahan and David Niles, the wild men of the Catholic Men Show, Man Show. Joe, you got a question for Jimmy?
Yeah, thanks, guys. So some of the things you've already been talking about have been helping me, but I'm kind of the question is about tithing. I've always heard 10%, but that, you know, not sure if that's how accurate that is. I cradle Catholic, but spent some time as my teens hanging out with a lot of Protestants at their church and, you know, that kind of thing. So kind of have mixed teachings on that, or just didn't know if you could help me understand a little better about how that works.
Okay. Well, tithing, first of all, we should explain what a tithe is. The word tithe means tenth. So a tithe is 10% of something. If it's not 10%, it's not a tithe. It may be more or less than a tithe, but it's not a tithe, because tithe just means tenth. Now, in the Old Testament, under the Mosaic Law, God required actually various sorts of tithes from different groups of people. And depending on how you count it, there could be as many as three different tithes, or as much as 30%, that was required in various circumstances. That's not, however, what's required today, because this, since there's nothing in natural law that says you must give exactly a tenth or some multiple of a tenth, I mean, that doesn't come from natural law. That was a regulation that God gave the Israelites given their historical and cultural circumstances. But Christ fulfilled the Mosaic Law, and so consequently, we today are not bound by the ritual requirements. We're still bound by the moral requirements, the natural law requirements of the Mosaic Law, but not the ritual one. So today we don't have to give a tenth or a specific multiple of a tenth. Instead, the principle is that the amount we need to give is proportional to our means. If we have small means, like the widow who gave the widow's mite, then we don't need to give that much. If we have great means, then we do need to give a much greater amount. So it's really proportional to our means. And that's how the church understands the giving principle, that we need to support God's work and the work of the church according to the resources that we have available to us.
Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. It's open forum today. Jimmy Akin is our guest. And lots of folks with questions, which we will get to, but we are also fundraising. We're coming up on the last half hour of our fundraising for this quarter. The number 888-291-8000. Quite a few folks on the lines here, all employees here at Catholic Answers. 20
and
of them.
We're going to be going into the break, which means you won't be missing anything. So this is going to be a great time to call 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see we have multiple lines open for you right now, and Chris Check is one of them. So one of the next seven people to call is going to be talking to Chris Check. The number again is 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. We have things have slowed down just a little bit. We still have a long way to go. We still have well over $50,000 to raise by the end of the pledge drive. If you're hearing us later tonight or at a later time because you get this by podcast, you can still give to the pledge drive. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your gift there. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're in the present tense with us, and you can call 888-291-8000. As Jimmy said, we're heading into a break, so perfect time to call. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and answer more questions. But we are now approaching the last half hour. 888-291-8000. Every pledge, every gift is matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour, and we are not yet close to having used all of that up. So there's plenty there. If you would like to make that $1,000 gift, it becomes $2,000. $500 gift, it becomes $1,000. Hey, if you can make that $20 a month pledge, perfect time to do it. We're heading into a break right now. $240 matched for us. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online at any time at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's use up that $20,000 dollar for dollar match. Let's finish this pledge drive strong. Please, we need your help right now. And if you are especially blessed and you can make that $1,000 or $5,000 gift, we need you. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
All that radio program, Jimmy Akin, Chris Check, and the groovy music. That is pretty hard to beat. All that plus the groovy music. That's by the way, going to be the title of my autobiography. All that plus the groovy music. Thanks for playing that, Nick. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. It is Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, with great sense of gratitude here at Catholic Answers. Lots of lines full. There are still there have been lines open all day, but everybody's here ready to take your call. So if you call, you're going to get on quickly and off quickly. It's the last half hour now of our pledge drive, 888-291-8000. We got a long way to go, but no reason to be hangdog at all because, man, lots and lots of folks picking up that phone, calling and helping, and it really is helping.
It's making a huge difference. We can see the progress being made, and it's given us a great feeling here. Thank you for your support. I mean, thank you for feeling like and acting on the idea that Catholic Answers is worth something, that it has value, and that it goes out into the world and does something. It changes hearts. It sometimes straightens out the confusion of minds. It draws people closer to Jesus Christ, to the sacraments, to His Church. I mean, when we do Catholic Radio, and everybody in Catholic Radio feels this way, we're not just a radio ministry. We're a ministry that's there meant to draw people into a community of faith so that they can receive the Eucharist, so that they can be close to Christ, so they can be close to their brothers and sisters in Christ, so they can know how much God, their Father, loves them. And really, it means, it's more than I can tell you, it means to people here to have a busy day like today where the lines keep filling up and we tell people, hey, we're a long way from our goal. And people go, yeah, here. You know, hold my soda. Watch what I'm about to do. And people have come through with $1,000 gifts, $5,000 gifts, $5 gifts, $20 gifts, $20 a month gifts, gifts of all size. And we're getting closer and closer to reaching that goal. Less than $50,000 to go, a full half hour to go. And lots and lots of good folks out there who have been answering the call, and it just seems we'll continue to. And if you haven't yet, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. As I said, Jimmy Akin, our guest, both hours, it has felt like a real affirmation this last hour and a half.
It really has. People have been coming out and helping us make up the gap that we've had the last couple of days. As we mentioned, we still have quite a ways to go before we get to our overall drive goal. But people have been helping us make up that difference. And so we really appreciate that. We still have 30 minutes, a little bit less, to go here on this hour. And then we won't be talking about fundraising for several months, barring emergencies. As you mentioned earlier, summer tends to be slow. So hopefully we can avoid an emergency. And we will, if people are able to support us now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
Let me just reset, if I can, very quickly with the gifts that we are able to give this pledge drive and see if you can avail yourself of some of those, and then we'll go straight to the calls. For anybody who gives in any amount, we're going to give you the audio download of a talk I did a couple years ago on Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc is one of my heroes. I honestly believe she's one of the greatest human beings in the history of the earth, died at only 19 years old, but has an importance in the plan of God for the salvation of the world that far exceeds her young years. I'd love to share it with you. I have to say, we had a lot of fun in the room the night we did this talk. So we'd love to give that to you. And that's for any amount. And you can call 888-291-8000. If you can make a monthly pledge of $18 or more, we will send you two books. You get both of them. Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke, much talked about a new book from Sophia Institute Press. And then from one of the grand masters of contemporary apologetics and theology, Scott Hahn from Emmaus Road Publishing, his brand new book, Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body. Both of those books, plus the Joan of Arc talk, yours, if you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more. And we need you. We need those monthly pledges. Maybe you're one of those people especially blessed. You've done very well, and you could do a $45 a month pledge, a one-time gift of $500 or $1,000. In addition to the books and the Joan of Arc talk, we'll also send you Why Believe, the DVD and book set from Augustine Institute. Beautiful, top of the line. Some of the world's best Catholic scholars and some of the world's best makers of Catholic media at Augustine Institute will send you that if you can make a pledge of $45 a month or a one-time gift of $500 or more. I will tell you this, with about almost just shy now, thank God, of a $50,000 deficit to make up this in the next half hour, we are going to need, if we're going to fill that deficit, a few of those folks who can make that $1,000, that $2,000, and even that $5,000 gift. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, you want to head back to the phones? Shall we take another call?
Let's do that.
All
yeah.
Right. All right. Let's go to Robert in Washington, listening on 1040 AM Sacred Heart Radio. Are you there with us, Robert?
I am. How are you guys?
Very well. Thank you for waiting. I know you've been waiting a long time. Thank you, Robert. Your question for Jimmy.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, a big fan. I listen to a lot of Trent Horn and Jimmy Akin all the time. And, I've always had trouble with the book of Genesis and how it sometimes doesn't make sense. And between Trent Horn and I listened to a talk by Jimmy that you gave on a conference one time about how it's a little bit more supposed to be interpreted as divine poetry, you know, and all that. And that kind of made sense to me. But then I was kind of reading.
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to in terms of divine poetry, Robert, but how can I help you today?
Yeah. So, I was reading up on some of the early church fathers, and it seemed to me like they were kind of teaching that Genesis was meant to be taken literally, word for word. And that doesn't seem like it kind of jives with the way Genesis is written.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how are we supposed to interpret Genesis, and what are we kind of like required to believe?
Okay, well, we're required to believe what the sacred authors intended to assert, but that doesn't mean what we would understand them to be asserting just by taking their words in a literalistic fashion. Now, if you do a study of the church fathers and their attitudes towards Genesis, the majority opinion was that it should be taken fairly literally. But there were other church fathers like St. Augustine, for example, or Origen, who recognized that there was a significant amount of symbolism in these texts. And so you don't have a unanimous opinion among the fathers. You have a recognition that there's room for a diversity of opinion on this. And these days, we have had, you know, subsequent, you know, 1500 years from the age of Augustine to think about this. We also have dug up lots of new ancient Near Eastern literature that they didn't have access to that helped shed light on how literature from this period actually worked. And today, the church recognizes that there are substantial elements of symbolism or figurative language in the text. Now, we're required to believe things like God made the world. We are not required to believe that God made the world in six 24-hour days. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says that the days of creation in Genesis 1 symbolically convey the work of the Creator as a succession of 6 days. So we're not required to take the day structure literally. And there are various reasons for that, which I talk about in things I've written or in talks I've given. If you just Google Jimmy Akin, Days of Creation, some resources should come up. In terms of things a little bit later on in Genesis, like in Genesis 3, where we have the fall of man, the Catechism says that this does reflect a real event in human history where our first parents turned away from God, but it also uses symbolic modes of language to convey this. So we don't need to think that the devil literally took the form of a snake or that it was literally a piece of fruit that Adam and Eve disobeyed God over. So I can't really give a detailed breakdown, given the amount of time we have available today, on what are the precise boundaries of what we are required to believe. But I would say take a look at the Catechism, and that's a good starting point.
Robert, thank you. I appreciate the call. Hey, let me just let you know, we've got 8 lines open, ready to take your calls right now. And it is the last 20 minutes now of our spring pledge drive. This will be the last time we come to speak with you about funding us until August. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm going to give you an actual number of how far we are from the goal. We need to be fully funded. We are almost exactly $40,000 away and 20 minutes to go, $40,000 to go. It may sound crazy, but it's not crazy. God has lots of good friends. And if you will continue to make those phones ring, we will make that 888-291-8000. I'm going to let you make that call, and I'm not going to pitch too much to you right now about the help we need. You know the help we need. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can call 888-291-8000. 8,000. But I want to get to a couple more callers. I want to make sure I get to Jim in Missouri, listening on 91.9 FM. Jim, your question for Jimmy.
Hi. My question is, I have a friend who is Catholic, and we were having a discussion just the other day, and he was telling me that he did not know. Well, I have like a two-part. I don't know if I can get both of them in, but the first
quickly,
one is
please.
About Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. As far as I understand, reading that, we're not saved by our works. He says that we need to take communion. We need to perform certain things in order to make sure that we get to heaven.
Okay. So, Jim, let me want to make sure that I'm able to interact with your question. You know, we have very limited time because of the nature of the show today and the fundraising we also have to do. So I want to make sure I give you the best answer I can. It sounds to me like you may not be coming from a Catholic perspective, which is great. We love having folks from other perspectives call us here on the show. For people who may not be aware of what Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says. It's a very famous passage in which St. Paul says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast." And one of the key things you need to figure out in this passage is, what does he mean by works? Now, sometimes people interpret works to just mean any kind of action at all. But that really doesn't fit the biblical definition of works, not in relation to salvation, because one of the things that the Bible indicates we need to do in order to be saved is repent of our sins. We also need to believe in Jesus Christ. Well, repenting and believing are both actions. If they weren't actions, it wouldn't make sense to exhort people to repent and believe if they couldn't do it, if they weren't actions. So obviously the idea of any kind of an action is a work does not fit the biblical understanding of works. So what does? Well, actually, if you study the way St. Paul uses this term, he sometimes pairs it with good works, and that would seem to indicate a moral action, like an action that's moral in nature. And he indicates we actually should do good works. We should, he says elsewhere here in Ephesians, we're created in Christ for good works. So he wants, in fact, that's the very next verse. So he wants us to do good works as part of the Christian life. Do you have to do morally good works to enter a state of justification and be saved? No, not according to the Catholic point of view. In fact, the Council of Trent said that nothing which precedes justification, whether faith or works, merits the grace of justification. So we do not do good works in order to enter a state of justification. Any good works are a fruit of justification, as St. Paul talks about in Ephesians 2, verse 10. The other major understanding of works that St. Paul has is one that he elaborates in Romans and Galatians, where he talks about how we're saved by faith in Jesus Christ and not by works of the law. And if you read him in context, law he's talking about is the law of Moses, because he starts talking about how Gentiles who don't have the law of Moses can be saved just like Jews who do have the law of Moses, and how circumcision, is which was required by the law of Moses, is not something you need in order to be justified. That God will justify the circumcised on the ground of their faith and the uncircumcised on the ground of their faith. So we're not saved by works of the law. And actually, even though he doesn't add a qualifier here in Ephesians 2:9, where he says not because of works, if you read the parallels in Romans and Galatians, he talks about Jews boasting in the law. And here in Ephesians, he talks about how Jews and Gentiles are now united together in Christ. And so it seems that the same thing is on the table, the idea of we're saved not because of works of the Mosaic law, lest any man, Jew or Gentile, should boast. Both Jews and Gentiles are saved by grace through faith in Christ. And then from that, after we're saved, we need to go on to do the good works that God prepared that we should walk in them, as he says in the very next verse. There's a lot more I could say about this, but I'd like to recommend, oh, and communion. You mentioned communion. Well, Jesus does say we need to eat his body and drink his blood. That's something he wants us to do if we want to have life in us. But does that count as a work? Well, it is an action, but we've already seen just because something is an action doesn't mean that it's one of the works that we're talking about here. Is it a good work? Is it a moral thing to do? Yes, but we're not doing that to get into a state of salvation. You have to already be a Christian to receive the Eucharist. Is it a work of the Mosaic Law? No, it's not. So that reception of communion is itself a gift from God. It is itself a grace. And like other graces, we need to accept it from God. That does not make it a work on our part. I want to recommend, though, a resource that's coming out actually just next week May 15th. It's a little short book I wrote called 20 Answers, Faith and Works. If you go to shop.catholic.com, get 20 Answers, Faith and Works. It's also going to be available in electronic form, and you can read more about it or call us again on a future program.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that call. Our number, we're down to the last 15 minutes of our pledge drive. Thank you so much, all those who have helped us. We are now about $37,000 away from being fully funded for the next 3 months. We only come to you once every 3 months. We do so for 6 hours, and we just take part of each of those hours out of our usual work to ask you for your support. And we need your support right now. $37,000 to go, and 14 minutes to go. 888-291-8000, the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can participate online. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Coming into the stretch here, Jimmy, I would imagine that there are folks, some of them perhaps like myself, who take it to the last minute. And if you're one of those, it's the last minute. And we got 9 lines open right now to take your call. So you dial that number right now, you're just going to talk to somebody. It's hardly even going to ring. 888-291-8000. You can make your pledge. If you can do that monthly pledge, again, those monthly pledges are our backbone. Look, if you can give $5, $10, that means everything to us. If you're one of those people who can make a large one-time gift, that means so much to us. But the also those monthly pledges, 888-291-8000.
That's 888-291-8000. So we want to make sure folks can have that number easily in mind, 888-291-8000. We've talked about the principles behind giving. We talked about the fundamental reason we give, that God wants us to give. It's a way for us to show our love for him and for our neighbors by helping share the gospel with them. We talked about how St. Paul indicates that if you're learning God's word from somebody, and that's what we do here on Catholic Answers, is we teach God's word, then you need to share all good things, and God will reward you for doing that. He even says that you'll receive an eternal reward for sowing to the Spirit, helping support spiritual work with your financial resources. So you have God's promise. St. Paul talked about this so that people would understand this. So please take it to heart. The number to call again is 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world, even from your mobile phone. So everybody is able to access that. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, even if you're not able to call at the moment. But if you are able to call at the moment, please do, because we have people standing by. 888-291-8000.
A long way to go in a short time to go that long way. Every bit helps. Thank you to everyone who is on the lines now. There are 10 lines open. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Richard in Sparks, Nevada, listening on Catholic.com. Your question, you're going to have to be kind of quick, Richard, for Jimmy.
No problem. Thank you for taking my call. The main question is, there's a lot of letters and books that were written that are not in the Bible. Can we get anything worthy out of them by reading them?
Yeah, sure. All ancient literature is useful for one purpose or another. The question is, what purpose are you trying to use it for? If you're talking about, writings that were, say, by Gnostic heretics, well, the purpose that they're going to be useful for is not learning about Christian theology because they were heretics. It's what it will be useful for is learning about Gnostics. And so that helps us understand what Gnostic people were thinking. And that helps us understand how what the early church fathers, for example, were reacting to. On the other hand, there were many books that were written by Orthodox Christians that are not in Scripture, and it's still worth reading those for certain purposes, like learning what early Christians believed. That doesn't mean, like in the case of one of the apocryphal Gospels, even if it was written by an Orthodox Christian and doesn't contain any heresy, probably doesn't tell you that much about Jesus himself and what really happened in his life, but it does tell you what some early Christians believed about Jesus and what ideas were running through the Orthodox Christian community at the time. So all ancient literature, whether it's Christian or not, is useful for one purpose or another. The question is, what purpose will it help you learn about? And is that a purpose that is for you to investigate? If you're a scholar of Gnostic history, well, then obviously you're going to want to read Gnostic writing so you understand your subject matter. But if you're not a scholar of Gnostic history, you might better spend your time, learning about something else. So it really depends on who you are, what your interests are, and making sure that the literature reading will really help you pursue those interests.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call, Richard. We are now in the last moments. I can tell you this, though, once we go off the air, people will continue answering the phones as long as the phones continue ringing, or if you are on your way home or not near a phone at the moment, when you get near your computer, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. This pledge drive will continue in the coming days and hours for those around the world who are getting us on podcasts. We'd be very grateful for your help. Right now, I'm going to tell you not the exact amount, but I'm going to tell you within $1,000 the amount of our shortfall at the moment. We are $34,000 away from reaching our goal. That's not insurmountable. There are people who can help us do that. If you have if you can make a $10, $20 pledge right now, maybe you can make a $10, $20, $30 monthly pledge right now. All of that is going to help. If you are a person who can do a $1,000, a $2,000, maybe even a $5,000 gift, our shortfall right now is $32,000. You got an idea of the distance we have to travel. 888-291-8000.
And you can also go, as I was just saying, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are going to have people here for some time until the phones stop ringing. So if you think, oh, they're about to go off the air, they won't be able to take my call, that's not true. We will. We will keep people here just for you. We have lots of Catholic Answers employees who are standing by right now. And unfortunately, in this hour, we're so close to the end, we're not going to be taking any more live on-the-air calls, so you won't miss anything. This is a perfect time to call. We've got almost a dozen people who have their lines free, I can see. One of them is Chris Check, so you can talk to the president of Catholic Answers himself. The number to call is 888-291-8000. If you're listening after the fact on YouTube or Facebook or by podcast, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we hope you will, because we really do need to hear from you. We've mentioned, we're going into the summer here. That tends to be a slow time for every nonprofit. We don't want to have a summer emergency, and in order to avoid having to come back and do more fundraising in the summer, please let us hear from you now. Please help keep Catholic Answers and all of its apostolic work going. The number to call, 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As St. Paul says, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he who sows generously will reap generously. God is able to provide for all of your needs, and he even promises an eternal reward when you support the preaching of the Word of God.
I want to really take a moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you to those who have called. You've made all the difference. You've really encouraged us here that there are people all around the world, all around this country, who value the work that we do together. We're trying to share the good news of Jesus Christ, of His sacraments, of His church, with every single person on the planet, if we can. And we do it in a very simple way, just taking questions and answering them about the Catholic faith. There's time for you to call now. There's a whole bunch of lines open, a dozen lines open right now. So if you could fill them up, we've still got more, well over $30,000 to go to make our, to be fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, thanks very much. I really appreciate 2 great hours.
Thank you, Si. See you next week.
And we'll be back here tomorrow doing what we usually do. We know that we're in pretty good shape right now. Got a ways to go to be fully funded, but we have all the confidence in the world in you, our listeners. Please fill up those lines right now. However, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. See you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.